Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Used to be it, so what you love to let my guard down and then you pull the rug. I was getting kinda used to being so what you left.
The final episode of the reality show Keeping Up with the Kardashians aired, and if you've never seen the show before, trust me, you've kept up. They're sisters and they're rich. Got it.
This is a recording.
Today is Friday.
Where did you hear that?
I heard it on the radio.
Our story begins on a Friday morning.
Friday morning, to be exact.
It's the weekend.
I can't believe what I'm hearing here.
Can't we relax on the weekend?
You started to talk about the weekend.
What are you going to do?
He's going to throw a big party this weekend.
Party this weekend? Are you ready for it?
Have a good weekend, everybody. I'm getting out of here.
Let's party.
Happy corn on the cob day. Here's to slathering butter and pouring salt on your hot and tasty corn on the cob.
Yeah.
Happy corn. Born on the Cob Day.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, and it is Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Corn on the Cob Day. I
nice.
Love that. It was so random.
I feel like all of those national days are so random.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
All
right.
Because it's Friday, I think we got a special treat for, Julie has a special treat for Kevin, right?
I brought something special since I messed it up earlier this week, Kevin. Look what I brought. Another round of Oreos.
Oh, yes.
And I actually brought Cheese Whiz this time.
Oh,
so you can try
Kevin,
the real deal.
I want you to try the real thing because, you know, I just brought like the nacho cheese and I brought the cheese slices.
Which was very good. The cheese slice and it's not just the regular Oreos, by the way. It's the mega style.
That's right.
Oreos.
I said this is a gift for Kevin and maybe for me for just like one of them.
And maybe for Brett since that's his last name.
No, oh, yeah, the mega so. Stuff. We're going to eat mega stuff in your honor today, Brett.
Yeah. Thank you for doing
that. Thank you, Julie. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kev. Woo-hoo. I felt bad I jacked it up earlier this week, and here's my redemption.
Yeah, a little bit of the backstory to the Oreo and cheese was not only did we try it, but we tried it not just because we were just like, oh, this sounds delicious, is Veronica called in and told us that it tasted like cheesecake, and I tried it, and it did kind of taste like cheesecake, and you guys had a version of it.
Yeah.
And you guys liked it.
When we use like that cheddar cheese slice on the Oreo, I thought it tasted like a cheesecake.
Yes, me too. Me too.
Even the slice. So wait till you get the Cheese Whiz, Kev. It's going to change your life.
All right, I'm ready.
We must research again.
Anyone got any big plans for the weekend?
I got family coming into town.
Oh,
kind
nice.
Of a, kind
oh,
of a neat thing,
fun.
Yeah. So
no.
The siblings are all getting together. So it's my younger brother who's now living in Alabama. And then the rest of the family that all lives in the area, but we're all getting together. So that'll
awesome.
Be fun. And I get to see my cousin Angie and her husband Jay that I haven't seen in a while. So that'll be neat. That'll be
hi,
neat.
Angie. I hear she has a nice list.
She does.
Angie's list. Funny one. That's funny.
Julie and Lance, any big plans?
I'm going to go play golf for the Feral Companion Animal Rescue,
ooh.
Which means me and my friends are going to be drinking and playing golf on Saturday.
Yeah.
Drinking golf.
Drinking golf. That's what we call it. We call it drinking golf.
That's funny. I got this big cornhole/bags tournament, whatever you want to refer it to.
That's right.
It's like $1,000, and my friend takes it so serious. He asked me to be his partner 2 years ago. He was so nervous about me. He was like making me practice and everything. We won the thing. And so now he's like, will you be my partner again to represent? And I haven't played in 2 years. I hate to break it to the guy.
Don't mess this up for him.
He's been like DMing Julie, isn't he?
Yeah, he's, I'm like, who's this guy that keeps writing to me about, make sure he practices, make sure he practices.
Touch base with him later in the show. Tell him to stop DMing Julie.
Great. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Let's get the Friday show started. Let's have some fun today, people. We'll drink some golf balls.
I love it.
The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on the weekend. We like to kick it off with some good news. Julie, you had promised a love story, a romantic proposal. I like this.
That's right. You know we like those love stories here on The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. So here you go. A 56-year-old guy in Connecticut. His name's Peter Marshall. He has early onset Alzheimer's. He doesn't remember a lot anymore, including his wife's name, but he still knows he loves her. He recently proposed to her again. Their daughter happens to be an event planner, and she helped him. She threw them a second wedding earlier this year.
That's so adorable.
How's about that for romance?
Right? We lost my mom to dementia at a young age, and like one of the things, the only thing she would repeat towards the end was just my dad's name. Like, she constantly was like calling for my dad because she remembered his soul, his heart, who was always there for her and supported her. Like, that was like the connection.
Yeah, and that story that you told us about playing like their song at your wedding and then she recognized it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, yeah, she recognized the song, got up out of her wheelchair and danced at our wedding, which was a crazy thing. And the week before she passed away, I flew in to see her and I was trying to talk to her and she was couldn't say anything. She was nonverbal at that point, the final week. And I had like this really emotional goodbye. I was leaving for the airport and I'd been there for 3 days, no word said. And I said, Mom, I love you. And she like reaches and grabs my hand really tight, Julie, and like peers into my eyes. You can see her face change. And she said, I love you.
Oh my God. When she was nonverbal, she like, she got that out. That is amazing. That's their song. Your mom and dad's song.
That stuff like hits home with me, man. Like, I don't know. It's the hardest disease for people, I think, that are not going through it. Like, it is so hard for us. And so, yeah, those stories really hit home. So thanks for sharing.
We love you, Mama Mega, listening to us from heaven.
Yes. Y98.com if you guys want to check out that story. I think it's a beautiful story to check out. Some wild stuff happening in Hollywood. Go figure.
Yeah, right.
So Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We recap everything that happened in the entertainment world in 60 seconds with the Entertainment Minute with Julie Tristan.
All right. Well, the woman who designed Farrah Fawcett's infamous red suit said she hates it. She said she was horrified when she saw it on a poster. She says, quote, that swimsuit had nothing to do with the success of that poster. I'll tell you that. I'm like, whatever, lady. I mean, obviously, it was like the whole package. Farrah Fawcett being gorgeous hot swimsuit.
I think that swimsuit was so iconic, or that poster was so iconic. I think that's part of the reason why the Baywatch lifeguards wore red swimsuits.
Yeah. I feel like I've heard that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too, yeah.
Anyway, you know, sometimes you just wake up, you want to be a little hateful. Maybe that's what she went through that day.
Even hateful on herself too.
Right. Stop hating on yourself, lady. Okay, Michael Douglas, he's 78. He went to his 18-year-old daughter's graduation and they mistaked him for her grandfather, which, can you blame them?
Yeah, no, I don't.
I know. Catherine Zeta-Jones is the mom, and so she's 51. But he took it in stride. He said, I'm not going to take it personal. I think they're just trying to be nice, which they are. They're like, aren't you so proud of your granddaughter? And he's like, okay, my daughter.
Did they know who he was, though?
Right. Like, yeah.
Hey, Gramps.
Exactly. Don't they know who he is? Anyway, and then this picture of a truck driver went viral. She looks a lot like Amy Schumer, but the difference is she has a teardrop tattoo, but she's not a murderer. It turns out she once fell asleep at the wheel and wait, what?
Yeah, the story's crazy.
I'm like, she's not a murderer. I didn't read that part.
Because the teardrop tattoo, you get it in prison if you murdered somebody.
Well, she killed a pedestrian, though, because she fell asleep with the wheel. So she is a murderer, right? Like, technically.
Yeah.
Anyway, I probably should have worked this out before I told you about it. But she got a tattoo in memory of that person, which I guess maybe nice, but very odd.
Really manslaughter. She says she didn't do it on purpose and she wanted to remember them, but it's a wild, crazy story. And she does look exactly like Amy Schumer.
The point is, she looks like Amy Schumer.
Yeah, it's nuts. You got to see the picture for yourself, y98.com, and then read about this wild story, because I guarantee when you're reading, you're going to be like, Julie, what? Did I just read that correctly?
Right.
That's your entertainment.
We're throwing them all up at y98.com, or just check us out on Instagram, always the Wake Up. Y98. Happy Friday. Best way to put a smile on your face on the Friday, on the weekend, is when with some positivity. 314-531-9898. What's the best thing someone said to you this week? You look back after a long week and you're like, Julie, you just can't remember anything. So you start thinking and you start focusing. And you're like, oh yeah, that's something that's good that happened to me. That's something that was super positive. Or maybe you're just exhausted. You're just like, man, I've been running around after those kids. It's summertime now and I don't know how to juggle everything. And then you go, man, that one thing someone said to me put a smile on my face, and if you share it, I guarantee somebody else will start smiling in their car, and everyone in St. Louis will be happy.
I love this idea. It's all about gratitude, being grateful for things that have happened to you. Good idea.
Yep. Yeah. Julie, so what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Well, my friend Tracy, she is the founder of the Wet Nose Project. It's an animal rescue in town, and she asked me to make a video about this dog. I just shared it on my Instagram, by the way. His name is Henry, the bulldog. Aww. Well, I made this video for her, and she was going to pay me to make it because I usually charge people for videos. And I was like, oh, don't worry. It's like volunteer work. And she said, thank you, my friend. You are truly so special.
Aww.
And I said, back at ya.
So what was her name again?
Tracy.
Tracy. Kevin, can you play your little tune for Tracy?
Oh, that's right. I have this for you, Tracy.
2 o'clock in the mornings when Kevin gets to work and he has to bring that harp all the way up.
I know. Is strong, though.
Yes. Kevin, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Julie saying, here's some Oreos and cheese whiz. I told you earlier that my siblings are coming into town, and we were just kind of chatting around, you know, wanting all to be together, and it's like we were just being very grateful that we can gather and that we still like each other.
That's important.
So true. So funny. Lance, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
You know, I was thinking about that, and it's probably all the people who wished me happy birthday on Instagram, like Brandy and Erica and Jess and Shelly and Stephanie and Tammy and Star and Diana and Lisa and Emily.
Oh, wow.
To name a few. Thank you, by the way, for all those birthday wishes.
Okay, wait. I'm going on Instagram to wish you a belated birthday.
Well, I'll have to give you a shout-out next year.
Next year.
I only have one person who hit me up. Not as many people hit me up as Lance, and that's okay because I'm the new guy. And so I've seen some I don't like the new guy, whatever. You know, some text messages have come in that about me being the new guy that have been less pleasant, and
I'm sorry about that, Brett.
I don't like that new guy.
It's okay. Like, I understand that completely, and I'm totally can take it or whatever, but Trisha DM'd me, and she said, hey, thank you for the energy and life on the morning show. I'm really into the new show. And I was just like, one person DM'd me, and there could have been a million negative comments, and all I cared about was Trisha making a difference and her appreciating the energy we were trying to put out every single day on the show.
Good point. And guess what? Awesome. We like the new guy, okay?
We do too. Yes. Agree.
What's the best thing someone said to you this week? You share, and I guarantee it spreads all over St. Louis. 314-531-9898.
Jump in and join the convo. 314-531-9898.
What's the best thing someone said to you this week? 314-531-9898. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Sometimes you look back at the week and you're like, man, did anything good happen? It's Friday, thank God. And then you think of that one thing that someone said. It put a smile on your face. You share with people and positivity just starts spreading. People had a good one that texted on the Bomberito text line, Julie?
Yeah, it was really cute. They said it wasn't something that someone said, but I was in a video meeting and I could see a coworker just dancing in her chair to music. We were all on mute, but seeing her dancing just made my week.
You know what? That's so awesome. And Kevin plays the nice little harp tune for you. You can dance to that. Sometimes just dancing, like just dancing in the room, dance it out. Like, I think that's a thing from Grey's Anatomy. I don't know. They
dance it out.
Oh my gosh. Because yeah. Katie makes you watch Grey's Anatomy. I love that.
Yeah, Meredith and Christina, they dance it out, guys.
Hilarious.
Brittany in House Springs, what's the best thing someone said to you this week?
Well, first and foremost, good morning, my beautiful people. I miss you.
Oh, I miss you.
I love talking to you guys every day.
We love talking to you every day.
So I've had a really rough week. You know, I work 10-hour shifts, and, you know, it's really, really hard sometimes. And this week has just been a really, really rough week. I got a friend at work who is off today, but he called me this morning just to make sure that I was up and going and getting at it. And he knows about my week, and he told me this morning, he's like, don't worry about what this week has held. He's like, you're a confident, strong person, and you can make it through anything. He's like, you got one more day, and then it's the weekend, and then you start fresh.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, I boosted my ego for the day. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call, Brittany. Thank you for listening every single day. You got this. And we'll be here for you every single morning as you grind it out through the work week. sometimes that's what it's all about. Like, you just had a rough week and then you hear someone like Brittany share it and you're like, you know what? I got it too. We got this. Mm-hmm. We're all in this together. And if that doesn't help, how about Florida Georgia Line tickets? We'll do that in about 5 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis.
You're like 3 minutes away from Florida Georgia Line tickets. That's a good way to start a Friday. But first, we got to do Keep It Moving.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
That's right. Keep It Moving is where I read a headline that's trending on the internet. Julie will tell me more. That sounds interesting. Or she'll say, keep it moving. I'm good. We'll cover as many stories as Julie lets us cover in 2 minutes.
That's right. These better be good, Brett.
I think I got some good ones. Let's start with this. 2 minutes on the clock. UFOs interfere with U.S. nuclear weapons.
Yes, I love aliens. Tell me more.
All right. UFOs have apparently meddled with U.S. nuclear technology, according to the ex-head of Pentagon's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. That's a big title. He said that once they turned off the nuclear technology and then turned it back on, they have the ability to stop our nuclear weapons whenever they want.
Oh,
what?
Wow. My gosh.
Freaked me out. He says they've done it for other countries, too, that they can do whatever they want.
Oh my gosh. And what do we say? Aliens, you're cool. Just don't come to my house.
Nuts. Okay. A Disney worker shares the dumbest question a guest ever asked.
Oh, tell me more.
Okay. So one of the ex-Disney workers said the Magical Express service where they kind of put the luggage in your room. Turns out somebody once said, hey, I never got my luggage in my room. She's like, okay, where did you leave it? She goes, at my house. It's a magical luggage service. What's going on?
What? You got to take it from your house and, like, travel with it to Florida or whatever.
Right. Yeah, she thought, like, yeah, that the service was just worked that way. It was magic. For real.
Wow.
How much did Floyd Mayweather make per punch to fight Logan Paul?
I am so over this one. A lot. Keep it moving.
You're right. Man buys a fake diamond ring for gold-digging girlfriend, gets epic revenge.
Ooh, tell me more.
So he thought his girlfriend was a gold digger, so to please her, because she kept asking for a ring, he bought her a fake ring. She turned into a bridezilla. Started throwing tantrums. They break it off, and then she goes to pawn the ring. She found out then the ring was fake, and she's been ticked off ever since, been calling him trying to get her money back.
Oh my gosh, that is like a really good story, though. Make your own money, women, let's go.
Who is getting it on their wedding night?
Hopefully the people that got married. Tell me more. I want to know what you're talking about.
Marriage starts right away. You stop getting on. Apparently less than half of people, when they surveyed 1,000 couples, 52% of people reported they did not have sex on their wedding night. mainly because they were too tired.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you guys, but I feel like it's inappropriate, so keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
Florida Georgia Line tickets are up for grabs. All those stories are posted for you at Y98.com, including the ones that Julie passed on, by the way. Julie always has a special guest open up the Bomberito box office. Who do we have with us today, Julie?
In honor of the series finale last night, we have Kim Kardashian.
My gut and my heart is telling me that I just like did this too fast and I didn't know what I was doing.
It's so weird, but she opened the box office.
Yeah, thank you for doing that, Kim. That was so nice of you. Kim has told you the Bomberito box office is open. Be caller 18 for Florida Georgia Line tickets. 314-531-9898 on On the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, we kick off the weekend with Florida Georgia Line tickets. Katie out of Imperial, congratulations! I love Florida Georgia Line. Those guys are so much fun, man. They always have those songs with Nelly, too. That's awesome. Julie, we got to get to the bottom of this. Apparently, one of my friends has been DMing you.
Yeah, like nonstop DMing me.
Okay, super, super messed up. We're going to get to the bottom of what one of my friends keeps DMing Julie. Mm-hmm. When we call him, we're going to call him out for this at 722 on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. But first, weather and traffic.
Weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. It's a hot one today. Don't forget, 70 or over, don't bring Rover. Don't you dare bring your dog in the car and leave it in the car while you're running. I will come after you.
All right, so one of my friends keeps DMing Julie, like, nonstop, and I know what it's about. It's because I'm playing in this big cornhole slash bags tournament, and he takes it so serious. Julie, how many times a week is he hitting you up, and what is he saying?
I mean, at least 3 times a week. He's like,
this is nuts.
Tell Brett he needs to practice that cornhole because we have this big game, and he can't mess it up this year. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Okay, Eric.
He takes it so extreme. So we've gotten him on the phone to address it with him. Eric, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Cornhole Eric, who has been bugging Julie on the DM.
I never said bugging, but I did say he DMs a lot about cornhole.
So we've asked my friend Eric to come on the show because he is so intense with this cornhole slash bags tournament that we have this weekend. You've been reaching out to my friend Julie, huh?
I've got to keep tabs on you, man. I don't know what you're doing up there, down here. Haven't seen you in a bit. I got to make sure you're training. I reached out to Julie to help. We got a big tournament, man. We got to win.
Don't look how intense he is, Julie.
I know. And you know what? I don't even think he's been practicing, Eric. So he needs to get on it.
I got to be honest, right. Eric. I haven't played in 2 years. The one time won this thing 2 years ago, I told Julie I haven't played in 2 years, my friend.
Well, just to give you some perspective, Brett, I just got done with a 2-mile run with cornhole boards attached to my back. So your boy down here has been preparing, okay?
Julie, this is what I told you. This is how this tournament goes. It's a huge tournament, and guys are like Rocky over there with their bags. They're lifting them up every single day, doing stretches, getting ready for this thing.
Oh, my God. Then you have Brett over here who's like, I didn't practice.
Eric, what can I do to make you happy? What would be successful? If we win one game, what do we need to do here?
Well, given that we are defending champs, and somebody, not going to name any names, broke our trophy.
Brett did.
I think, yes, I think we need to come back with that trophy. So, yeah, no pressure.
Okay. Okay, Julie, I did. They have this huge trophy. We'll post it online. There's a huge trophy for this thing. They take it so serious. Not only do you get a bunch of money, this huge trophy, a guy literally called a mobile IV to pump it into his arms because that's how intense this tournament is. So, yeah, I think it's really, really important to win. If we don't win, I'm willing to take a punishment of any sort of Julie and Cornhole Eric's, your guys' request. If we don't win the tournament.
Okay, I like that.
Yes!
And Julie, to give you kind of an idea. Yeah. So imagine, you know, I know you guys love your Cardinals up there, and for any big game, right, there's a huge, you know, national anthem, like people just get kind of, you know, super pumped about this. Cornhole down here in Dallas, Texas, there is like, think of national anthem, Jimi Hendrix style. Everybody is saluting the flag. They make announcements, introducing the teams. Like, it is full red carpet, all for cornhole.
Oh, my gosh.
This is what the national anthem sounds like. They literally bring it out, and then there's like a oath you have to say before you even play this thing, Julie.
Repeat after me. On this monumental day. On this monumental day. I am honored to play. And the discipline to manage the riches and fame that come with it.
An oath? Oh, my God. Brett, don't jack it up.
All right. So you two decide the punishment. You. I know. I can't believe you. Now you're on Cornell Eric's side at the end of this. Julie switch.
I know. Eric, I'm sorry. I should have been reading your DMs and, like, getting on him.
I know.
We'll find out if we win on Monday. And if we do not win the tournament, I will suffer some sort of punishment at the hands of Julie and Cornell Eric, the most intense bags player of all time, who runs up hills with bags decks to his back.
Sounds good. Nice to talk to you, Julie. Hopefully we come back with a new and improved trophy.
Improved, like not broken.
I told you, this all guy's right. Intense, Julie. Thank you, Cornell Eric. I'll see you on Saturday.
All right, see ya.
What happens if I just don't show up?
No! Brett! Oh, my gosh. There is a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah. My God. I know. That's why I might not go. What's coming up in the entertainment minute?
Oh, my. There's a lot of fun movies that the trailers have been released. Brett, you're not allowed to watch any of them. You need to get in that corner and practice the cornhole. You train. We'll do entertainment minute while you train.
Okay. 3 minutes away on 198 St. Louis. I'll be throwing corn.
I fell by the wayside, like everyone else.
One thing I could have said to make it all stop hurting. It kills me how your mind can make you feel so worthless. So, before you go.
Happy Friday. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. We recap everything that's happening in Hollywood, and we do it in 60 seconds for you. As we know, you ain't got time for all those celebrities, so Julie's got your back in the entertainment minute.
Here's what's happening in the entertainment world. We have a lot of trailers that you can watch. Check out the trailer for Tick, Tick, Boom. It's the directorial debut of Hamilton star Lin-Manuel Miranda. Everything he does is so good. So you can see that trailer. Another one, Ryan Reynolds is a video game character on a mission to save his fake world in Free Guy. That trailer is also at Y98.com, along with the first teaser of Masters of the Universe, Revelation.
Looks good. That's the one done by Kevin Smith.
Oh,
is it a cartoon?
Yes.
I thought I saw the trailer. It's a cartoon.
It
I thought
cartoon.
It was going to be a live action.
There is a live action movie, I think, scheduled to come out next year.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So he
Kevin would have
back.
That knowledge. He, like, right on the top of his head. Kevin
yeah,
would know
yes.
That.
I have the power. I'm sorry,
oh,
Kev.
Oh, yeah. You know it, Julie.
I used to watch all those.
That's
I had
right.
An older brother.
That's right. Okay. And then there was She-Ra.
What did She-Ra say?
For the honor of Grayskull.
I have more power than the woman. That's what she said,
did
I think.
Did you guys just use the whole 60 seconds on He-Man?
Oh, yeah. We did. And that's your entertainment.
Is that it? Okay. Why 98.com if you want to see those trailers.
He's like, for real, you did. Okay.
If you're looking for some fun things to do in St. Louis, we got your back next.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue. But what you gon' do? In the loop, this weekend you gonna do. In the loop, this weekend you.
Always fun stuff to do in St. Louis, and Julie has some cool events going down this weekend.
That's right. Our first one's from a listener. If you ever want your event in here, just email Julie at Y98.com, and I'll include it. The Zion Lutheran School in Staunton, Illinois, is selling Chick-fil-A sandwiches, chips, and a drink today and tomorrow, 11 to 2.
I heard there's like a Chick-fil-A sauce shortage, so go get some sauce there, too.
That's right. You can sip and stroll in Tower Grove Park today at 4 p.m. Tomorrow, Stray Rescue, their art auction called Urban Wanderers, happens at the Four Seasons from 7 to 11. It's free and open to the public. It's basically a big art auction with some beautiful pieces of art made by humans. There's some made by shelter dogs.
That's
StrayRescue.org for more.
Oh, those are awesome.
Sauce Magazine Food Truck Friday happening tonight. Tower Grove Park. Tomorrow, the Afton Flea Market is at 11 a.m. at the 9 Mile Garden. You can go on a nature hike. It's a nature culture hike happening tomorrow at 1 p.m. in Cahokia on Cahokia Mounds. And then Saturday at 1 p.m., there's a Walk in the Woods art show at the World Bird Sanctuary. A lot of fun stuff happening.
Yeah, a lot of cool art stuff plus food trucks and Chick-fil-A, man. That's all. If that doesn't sell you, I don't know what does.
Done and done.
Those stories all posted for you at Y98.com if you want them so you can go to and experience those events with your family or your friends this weekend.
What you gonna do in the loop this weekend you gonna do in the loop. In the loop this week in you.
Thanks for listening to the Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Off of it. You know my act, so that makes it all feel complicated, yeah. It all seems complicated. I read those texts that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah. I'll never say it.
The following couples are having trouble, so... should they make up or break up?
That's what we're looking for. You help us decide. Should they make up or break up? You can call in instantly and give somebody some advice. 314-531-9898. Somebody had written us, Julian, said, my fiance had his bachelor party the other night. It's been brought to my attention that he made out with one of the strippers. He said everyone was cheering him on and he was drunk fun. I have been with him for 4 years. The idea of not having him hurts me so badly, but I'm having a tough time wanting to marry him now. What are we supposed to do? The wedding is supposed to happen in July. Should I call it off because of what he did?
You think?
You think
my answer. You think?
What
yes!
if this is a one incident, one time?
Oh, God.
He was drunk with his buddies, hanging out with the stripper, and everyone's like, kiss her, kiss her, kiss her, and he did it.
No, I dated this guy in my like mid-20s to early 30s. We dated for like 8 years. He cheated on me like so many times and I kept forgiving him because when people cheat on you, they're very good manipulators and they convince you, oh, never going to do it again. Oh, it was just one drunk time. No, they're a cheater. Get rid of them.
You could also text us in on the Bomberito text line. Make up or break up. We'll take as many votes as we can on this. 314-531-9898.
Jump in and join the convo.
314-531-9898. We hope you have a great weekend. To kick off your weekend and make it great, we got Maroon 5 tickets on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
In the following couples are having trouble. So, should they make up or break up?
You help us decide. 314-531-9898. Should Rebecca break up or make up with her fiance? Had the bachelor party. There were some strippers. Everybody was cheering him on. He said he made out with one of the strippers. He came forward and told her, one-time incident. Should she take him back? The wedding's in July. Everything's paid for. They're looking forward to this in like 1 month. Julie, you were like, no way. If you're making out with strippers, you're making out with everybody.
Exactly. You have a 0% chance of ever marrying me if you make out with somebody else.
Okay.
Ever. Okay, but I feel like a lot of people in the text line totally agree with me.
Which, okay, what are they saying? Everyone's saying break up. What are they saying?
Someone said, I'd say don't let the door hit ya.
Okay.
Someone said, who's to say he wouldn't use that excuse again on another drunken day?
Yeah, that's true.
We do have some people that say, but I vote makeup. He didn't sleep with her or anything emotional. Happy Friday, friends. Enjoying the new morning show. Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda.
We love you, Rhonda.
I will say this. Okay. If it's an isolated incident, I think you can forgive them. I'm having a hard time believing if you made out with the stripper that this is an isolated incident. That's where I'm having the trouble with it. If you're having fun with your stripper one time and the wedding's next month and you're like, whatever, I think you probably get over it if you've been together for 4 years. I have a hard time believing that, like, if you're going to make out with her, Who else are you willing to make out with?
Mario Lopez. Remember, he was dating that Doritos girl. The girl in the Doritos commercial, and he made out with somebody on his bachelor party, and they broke up.
That's right, Slater hater.
Slater hater.
Jennifer and Belleville. What do you think? Should Rebecca make up or break up?
She's the makeup. He came to her. He was honest about it. Obviously had guilt feelings. We're all human. We make mistakes. Just because he made out with her drunk at his bachelor party, as long as he's not hanging out at strip clubs on a regular basis, I think they should make up and she should give him another chance. I've been married 20 years. I love you, Julie, but I've been married 20 years.
I know.
Did you make out with your stripper, though?
We've been together 4 years. This was one mistake he told her about. Not everybody is a repetitive cheater.
That's a good point. Yeah. That's a great point.
Give him
another
chance. Yeah. So she definitely needs to give another chance, because if you found somebody you get along with, that's hard. Ask Julie. She's dated a lot.
I sure have.
Thank you for the call, Jennifer.
Ain't that the truth, sister?
Split decision,
baby. KYY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best music. And home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Like 90 seconds away from Maroon 5 tickets, but first we have to solve this makeup or breakup. People are texting in on the Bomberito text line, deciding if Rebecca should either make up or break up with her fiance who made out with the stripper. He said it was one time, together for 4 years, wedding's next month. Said everyone was cheering him on. Julie, after tallying up all the votes, where are we at? Makeup or breakup here?
The winning vote is breakup.
Dang.
Yeah.
We got to kick this dude to the curb 1 month before his wedding. Sorry if you paid for it all, guys.
Yeah.
It's over.
Right. Well, and one of our callers said, she said, I wish them enough good times to get them through the bad times. If you do something, even though, you know, they've been together 4 years, but it's still early in their relationship, it's going to be something that's going to always haunt them. It's going to be something that's always going to be brought up. Yeah. When things go wrong.
Oh, you better believe I'd bring that up over and over and over.
Yeah, if you leave a dish in the sink, that usually gets brought up a lot. If you make out with the stripper, you damn right it's never getting dropped. Yeah. Maroon 5 tickets. Let's open up the Bomberito text line. Julie, do we have a special guest to do that?
Yes, in honor of their series finale last night, Kim Kardashian's going to open up our box office.
No way, really?
My gut and my heart is telling me that I just like did this too fast and I didn't know what I was doing.
Well, hopefully she put the code in right if she didn't know what she was doing. I think it's open.
Caller 18, you can win Maroon 5 tickets. 314-531-9898 on Y98 St. Louis.
Here we go.
It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, trying to give away some Maroon 5 tickets. Sophia, how you doing today?
I am so excited. And I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Sophia, we heard you didn't know the code to open up the Bomberito box office. It's okay. Julie and I don't know the dang code either.
We don't either.
Because we don't know the code, and neither do you, everybody wins. Because, Sophia, we're going to get you some Maroon 5 tickets. Yeah!
Adam Levine, hot, hot, hot. I think that's what the code is today.
Do you agree, Sophia?
What was the question?
Do you think that he's hot, 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 Adam Levine?
Like hot, hot. I don't know, 3 times hot.
Okay. To each his own, you bummer.
Well, hold on. We'll get your info and we'll get you to see your guy who's 2 hots, not 3.
Yeah. Right, yeah. And then you can determine for yourself.
Yeah, when you see him in person.
Yeah.
How many hots?
Yeah, I'll just see him in person. Yeah.
You go.
Congratulations. Okay. This game has been pretty fun. It's the movie, blockbuster movie tagline game. Julie said she's been working on, you know, handling losing calmly.
Yeah.
I thought you did better yesterday, and then at the end you said, this game sucks.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. You did.
Let's see how you handle it at age 22. Are you prepared?
I'm not going to lose today, so I don't need to handle anything. You'd probably do, though.
Okay, let's see how Julie handles.
Smack talking right there,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah. Does Julie back it up at age 22? Find out.
Weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. It is sunny, hot, and humid today. Be careful out there. High near 95. Partly cloudy. Muggy tonight. Low down to 74. There is a chance.
Pass down family fun with tickets at holidayworld.com. Treat yourself to shopping therapy at Goodwill. You'll find an amazing selection of summer styles for the family and home, all in clean, bright stores. Give hope. Shop local. Shop Goodwill.
Well, I have been walking my huskies in this crazy weather. I just do it like later at night when it's not so hot because you better believe my huskies are like, take me for a walk, lady. So I'm just so glad that I went to Feet for Life and I got this pinched nerve in my foot taken care of. Dr. Horwitz did surgery on my feet last year and it's just really nice to not have to put on a shoe and then think, oh my God, my foot's going to be hurting so bad in 5 minutes. I could not even wear heels anymore. I gave all my heels away. It was just so painful. And it was kind of pain that I had been living with for probably like 5 or 6 years. And then I finally said, why don't I just go to Feet for Life? I went to another podiatrist at one point, and he had this crazy idea of how to fix a pinched nerve. And it sounded like something I would not ever do. So I never did. So Dr. Horwitz, he's innovative. He's progressive. He's pioneering. And he's never satisfied with the status quo. And so his idea to fix my pinched nerve, I said, okay, that is doable.
All week long on The Wake Up with Brett and Julie, we've been playing the summer movie blockbuster tagline game where Kevin reads a movie summer blockbuster tagline and we guess what movie it was from. And Julie promised a win and we gave her a little warm-up and you did not get it correct. What was the movie, Kevin?
Okay, the tagline was in space, no one can hear you scream.
Star Trek, Space Invaders, Donkey Kong, Zelda, Alien.
It was Alien.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. So that's how good Julie is at this game, as you can see. So we will yell out our name when we know the answer. We'll do three rounds, Kevin. These have been a lot of fun. So give us some taglines, buddy.
All right, let's go to a tagline of a summer blockbuster that hit movie theaters 35 years ago on this day, back in 1986, the tagline was, one man's struggle to take it easy.
One man's struggle to take it easy? Oh, old boy. Age.
86.
Right. How about 2000 and above?
I don't know.
I don't know these old ones.
I don't know.
Bueller.
Ah, oh, Julie. Ferris Bueller. I got that one.
I got that official title.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Oh, Lance tried to get technical with you, Julie. That's fighting words.
I should get half a point.
Yes.
All right. We can split. We each have a half point. That sounds fair.
All right. Your second movie tagline from 1999. I see dead people.
Julie.
Julie.
Oh, my God. Bruce Willis.
I know. It's a Brett.
The little kid.
The little kid is not the right answer. I know it.
Go ahead.
Lance.
Kevin, who are you going to?
I think Lance was the second one.
What the hell?
The Sixth Sense.
Yes,
that's
that
right.
Correct.
That little creepy kid. That's what it should be called.
Okay, your third movie tagline. Maybe we'll do a couple so you guys feel like you don't, you don't get so angry. here we go.
Scared Kevin, Julie.
Yeah, I'm
scared
sorry. Of you. I'm playing nice today, I feel like.
I think so, too. Okay.
You brought in Oreos.
I brought you Oreos. Mega stuff.
I'm not even going to read it. You're correct.
That's correct. I win. No.
All right, last round. Here we go.
From 1984, in our time, no foreign army has ever occupied American soil until now.
Lance? Wild guess here. Red Dawn?
Red Dawn is correct. Yeah. Red Lance.
Lance the big winner.
Nice job, Lance. Did he win yesterday?
No, I won yesterday. Don't forget that.
Did I win yesterday? Nice job, Lance.
Look at that. Julie did it. Everyone, give her a round of applause as we round it out. Yeah. Good job, Julie.
Thank you.
Congrats on the win. It's Y98 St. Louis, Lance. We know that sometimes just making it to Friday is an accomplishment because life gets busy. That's why we recap everything that's happening in Hollywood in 60 seconds with our Entertain Minute with Julie Tristan.
All right. Well, let's see. John Legend is producing a biopic on the late, great Bernie Mac, which sounds pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. I'd love to see that.
And then Seth MacFarlane is doing a TED prequel series on Peacock.
Yes! I was just watching TED the other day, I think.
Were you
it was
really?
On my TV. Yeah, I think it's clever.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, TED is like the dumbest. Is that that stuffed animal that talks?
That's right.
Oh, my God. That's like the dumbest movie. No offense.
Oh. It brought back Flash Gordon.
It did? I don't remember that part. I do like me some Flash Gordon, though. All right.
Okay.
He's a little one of us. I forget what that says. On TV this weekend, Friday on Netflix, there's a new animated movie right now called Wish Dragon. Disney Plus has a second season premiere of Zenimation. Don't forget, on Disney Plus, you got to watch our friend Loki.
Oh.
So good.
So good.
Wait until the end of episode one. Kevin and I can't even believe it.
I know, it was nuts, guys.
You didn't see it, you big liar.
I haven't seen it, no.
Okay, let's see. Apple TV Plus has the Small Town Mystery Home Before Dark. Hulu, second season of Love, Simon, the spinoff of Love, Victor. And Amazon has Anna Paquin's PR drama, Flack. My gosh, what else? Celebrity Family Feud is on ABC on Sunday. Oh, the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, which... I learn a lot about animal breeds whenever I watch that, so it's kind of interesting. That's on Fox on Sunday. Fear of the Walking Dead season finale is on Sunday. There's just a whole slew of stuff. Oh, and then randomly, Ben Affleck was spotted with J-Lo's mom at a casino. This just in, that's your entertainment. There's a lot to unpack, huh?
A lot to unpack. If you need to help unpacking those stories, which you might, or just need a TV guide, we got it for you too at 198.com. Me
first. What you gonna do in the loop this weekend? You gonna do in the loop this weekend? You.
Things are starting to open back up, and if you are looking for something to do in the STL, we got you, and what you're doing in the loo. Julie, I can't wait to hear about some of these.
Well, let's see. If you ever, by the way, want something on this list, just email me, julie@y98.com. We just heard about Zion Lutheran School in Staunton, Illinois. They're selling Chick-fil-A sandwiches, chips, and a drink today and tomorrow from 11 to 2.
I'm in when you said Chick-fil-A. Oh, yeah.
Today is Farm Fridays at Suson Park starting at 10 a.m. They are going to have hay rides, fishing, animal hopscotch, barn tours, horse petting, and so much more. That's for ages 2 to 12. And then tonight, Grant's Farm. They're doing their Friday nights at the farm. Chef Sam creates unique food and beer pairings, live bands, extended hours until 10. It looks like you have to make a reservation for Friday nights at the farm at Grant's Farm. Sauce Magazine's Food Truck Friday, that's tonight at Tower Grove Park. And then tomorrow, Stray Rescue has their big art auction called Urban Wanderers. It's at the Four Seasons from 7 to 11. It's free. It's open to the public. They have a bunch of art that you can buy. And some of the humans made some art, but so did the shelter dogs. Which
that's
is
awesome.
Fun.
That's cool.
Fave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a flea market at the Afton Flea Market is Saturday at the 9 Mile Garden. Oh, also tomorrow, the More Than Pink Walk. That is happening probably downtown St. Louis. That's usually where it happens. And then Saturday, Ghostbusters. Who you gonna call? 1 p.m. See the Ecto-1 at the Retro TV Toys and Collectibles. It's not the actual car from the movie, but it looks just like it. It's just as good.
That's cool.
And yeah, yeah. They're going to have that there. Didn't you say it was a Ghostbusters this week something?
Yeah, it was Ghostbusters Day because I want to say Tuesday was the anniversary of when Ghostbusters hit theaters back in 1984.
Oh, I love that. Favorite Ghostbusters character?
Ray.
I was going to say the Marshmallow Man for me.
So funny. A lot of cool events, a lot of drinking, a lot of food, and some really cool things for you to do with the family. It's kind of well-rounded. If you want to find any of those events or how to make a reservation, you go to Y98.com. That's what you're doing in the loop.
What you gonna do in the loop this week, and you gonna do in the loop this week, and you.
St. Louis proud. On the Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, wanna let loose. I was dreaming.
Baby, let me take you on a ride. Yeah, 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 yeah. I got you, moonlight. You're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
Usually we post a picture of these hot guys on our Instagram too, so I would follow us on Instagram, The Wake Up Y98, because Julie's about to drop a hot guy fact of the day.
It's now time for Julie's hot guy fact of the day on Y98 St. Louis.
An underrated Denzel Washington movie just hit Netflix, The Manchurian Candidate.
That was Julie's hot guy fact of the day on Y98 St. Louis.
Julie with the facts. Julie, you got the big golf outing this weekend, which I say big golf outing, you're going to go golfing and you said and drink, right?
Well, just a little bit because we are raising money for the Feral Companion Animal Rescue. And so me and all my friends, we go and we play golf all day. We have some brouhahas, and then we bid more on the silent auction afterward. They love us.
That's such a cool event to be part of. And any excuse to, like, drink and play golf. That's what I love about golf. It's like it is the most challenging, difficult sport ever. And only people who do it regularly are really good at it. So you can just go out there and just whack the ball, and no one can judge you. But, like, I don't play regularly. I'm just here for the beer.
Yeah, and yeah. So me and three of my girlfriends, we, like, hit the ball as long as we feel like hitting it. And then when we get bored, we just drive around the golf course and say hi to our other animal rescue friends that are there too.
Super cool event.
Yeah.
I'll have to recap you. I have that big cornhole tournament that's like $1,000 to the winner. They take it extremely serious. I have that this weekend, so I'll have to recap it for you.
Yeah,
later.
They as in your team members. You're the only one that doesn't take it seriously.
Yeah, my the guy who I'm playing with, my partner, has literally DM'd Julie every single day.
Yeah, and he's like, tell Brett to practice, tell Brett to practice. And I'm like, I don't know, this guy's not practicing.
So at 9:40, we're going to call him on the show and say, hey, man, stop DMing Julie. We're going to talk about this cornhole tournament. Lance, out of the roads.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.